Arches for the week, 25th to the 30th of August, 2002.
There are more anniversary celebrations at Lower Loxley.
It ain't nothing like a real fair. Not like we had in the old days.
I know. Candy floss and coconut shies. And rosy-cheeked girls in their Sunday dresses.
Yeah, worse, a fact. The fair was the best place to pick up a... Hey, steady.
Hello!
Whoa, there.
Is everything okay down here?
You're frightening the horses, Nigel.
Oh, sorry, Bartleby.
What, bike?
Do you have to bomb around on that thing?
There's my legs. I've been sorting out a pitch for the Morris dancers.
Well, I don't suppose you've seen Kenton anywhere.
Isn't he down at the Folly?
No, that's where I've come from. Oh, he promised he'd be back before we open the fair.
Well, back from where?
I don't know, but he's got about 10 minutes.
Oh, well, that's it. All harnessed up and ready to go. We'll have a trot round, give Bart a chance to warm up.
OK, Joe.
Who needs a quad bike, eh? This is the way to travel. Walk on!
Well, perhaps I'll have to stand in as Uncle Cedric.
I hope he's not going to cry off.
No, he'd have said.
Well, after you sat up boozing with him last night...
What, boozing? That was some of my best claret.
You're in here getting very matey all of a sudden, since you went off and got that bike.
He's good company. He's just not very reliable.
OK. Just had a bit much of Uncle Cedric lately.
Oh, come on, Lizzie. He makes a terribly good bounder.
Yes. When I think of Siobhan and Brian... I mean, I know Brian isn't an Uncle Cedric, but... Well, he swans off to France with her, has a good time, and runs back home to Jennifer while Siobhan's left to move flat on her own.
Yes.
Oh, Nigel, I just feel so angry about it.
Hello?
In here. I'm sorting out the washing.
Was that Kenton driving off?
Yes, you just missed him.
So what did he...
Oh, he just popped in. Mind your feet.
Oh, aren't those from Brookfield?
Yes. They're the spare room curtains. I told Ruth I'd wash them.
Well, why can't she?
She hasn't got the time.
Right. And whose sock is this? It's not one of mine.
Oh, that must be one of...
Oh, don't tell me. Kenton's.
Well, he'd bought a few things over, so...
Oh, for goodness sake, isn't he old enough to do his own laundry?
He's been busy too. And it's not always convenient for him to use the machine at Lower Loxley.
Why do it himself if he can get someone else?
Oh, I don't mind. I just want to start this lot before we go to the country fair. Should be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. It's the last week of these celebrations, isn't it?
I think so.
And what's Kenton going to do with himself when it's over?
Oh, I expect he'll find something.
Will he?
He did tell me he'd had some ideas.
And that was... how many weeks ago?
No, we talked about it quite recently.
Mm. But he didn't say what?
No.
Oh, we know he's already in debt to Mel. And shouldn't he be paying her some kind of maintenance? He needs to earn a proper wage.
It'll probably be about 6:30, 7. I'll give you a call.
Suppose I might get lucky and it rains.
But the sooner it's all in, the sooner I'll
be back. Look who it is. Uncle Cedric.
Simon, hiya.
Morning.
You won't find many comely maidens up here.
Oh, really?
No. Sorry. I came to get the photos from Jennifer. I lent her a few of them, Muriel.
Oh, can I see?
Yeah, sure.
Just a quick look. Dad's waiting with the combine.
Yeah. Oh, look. This is my favourite.
Oh. Oh, gorgeous smile.
Yeah, it's her first birthday party.
Oh.
Mel sent them over.
Yeah, she's so sweet. Look, Simon. I mean, I know you're not a great baby fan, but look.
Oh, yeah. She's a cute kid, all right.
Well, borrow them if you like.
Oh, no. No, that's kind. But I don't want to lose them. Another time, maybe.
Well, yeah, OK. Well, I'll call around sometime.
Yeah, do that, when we're through with harvest.
Well, I better shoot, sir. I've got maidens to molest.
Bye, then.
See ya.
OK, then, I'll...
Debbie, that dig about the photo.
But it's true, isn't it? You don't goo over photos.
OK, I know it's really bugging you,
I haven't got time to talk about it now, Simon. I'll see you later.
Hello. You found yourself a shady corner.
Siobhan, hi. It's great to see you. I wasn't expecting you here today.
Mind if I join you for a minute?
Oh, yes, do.
Now, don't get up. I'll just sit here.
Oh, I'm having a quick skive. Been on my feet since breakfast. Aren't you meant to be packing?
Ah, I thought I'd have a break from all that.
And I've had men packing for me, remember?
So are you all finished? Ready for the move?
As much as I'll ever be. All out of my hands now. Just have to relax and go with it.
I hope it's not too stressful for you.
No, no. I was feeling quite sorry for myself the other night.
If you were, I quite understand.
It's just a low moment after the high of Biarritz. I'm over it now.
What about tomorrow? Brian hasn't changed his mind and decided to help you move after all?
No. I'm sure he would if he could. You know, he's promised to take Alice on this day out.
Yes, well, I'm coming over to give you a hand.
Oh, no, it's all right.
It's too late. It's all arranged. Nigel's going to look after things for me here.
Oh, there she is.
Hello.
Hi, you made it.
Hello.
Hello, Siobhan.
Afternoon.
Faces are looking very rustic and colourful.
You think so?
Yeah. Bucolic's the word that comes to mind.
Have you had a chance to look round?
We've seen Clary with her butter churn and the man with the willow baskets.
Mm. We thought we might see Nigel on this new quad bike.
Oh, I've banned it until after the show.
Oh.
He and Kenton spent most of yesterday messing around on it. They've even made a course around the lake. They call it the Death Ride.
Oh, come on, who wants the pony trap ride? Mrs. Atherley?
I'm not sure if I ought to, in my condition.
Oh, well, come on, Jill. I'll treat you.
All right, why not?
Ah, listen, up the board.
Oh, thank you.
You can take us down to the Folly. I'd like a word with Uncle Cedric.
Ah, come in, my dear. Welcome to my humble abode. Cedric Pargiter at your service. Now, allow me to escort you to my chamber.
Oh, thank you, kind sir.
Hey, that's my wife, you blackguard.
You dare to question my honour, sir? I demand satisfaction.
Sorry. I can't get over you in that moustache. You really do look the part.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I should grow one.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Still, I can see the role suits you. A gentleman of leisure with an eye for the ladies.
Yeah, I quite envy old Cedric. He had it made, didn't he?
Mm. These days, most people have to work for a living.
I hear you're becoming quite an attraction.
That's me, the star of the show.
So do I hear you've got a real job lined up after this?
Oh, I'll be
good. Your mother says you've been looking around for something more permanent.
Well, if you mean...
Something that'll earn you a regular wage.
Well, actually, I'm thinking more along the lines of starting my own small business.
Oh? What sort of business?
Well, I can't say too much yet. It's still at the planning stage.
Oh, but surely you can tell me.
Look, sorry, Dad, you'll have to excuse me.
Duty calls.
So how many acres today?
Enough. Yeah, we're still on schedule if the weather holds.
Okay, well, maybe before you fall asleep, why don't we try and clear the air a little?
Huh?
How about you and me and babies? Now, you think I'm a monster who eats little kids for breakfast, to be damned if any wife of mine is ever going
to
have one.
Well, you don't want us to have a baby. You've made that perfectly clear.
Now, be fair. I only pointed out the practical difficulties.
So you would like one?
When the time comes. Maybe. We're talking about a total change in our lifestyle. We need to be sure.
Okay. So when is the right time?
What's the big hurry? You're only 31.
Only?
Well, why not take a while and consider this whole thing properly? Weigh up the pros and cons.
Simon, this isn't some academic thesis. We're talking about starting a family.
Okay. I know this goes way deep. It's a big emotional thing for
you. Yes, yes. It's about love and caring and commitment.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't discuss it rationally.
Okay. You say I'm only 31.
Yeah, you've got time yet. Plenty of women have kids in their 40s.
Sure, but it's not only me. It's not just my biological clock that's ticking away. Men's fertility declines with age too, so time could be running out for you.
Oh, so this is all about my virility.
So who's being emotional now?
You see? It's impossible. We can't even talk about this in a calm and reasonable manner.
Okay, fine. So let's not talk about it at all.
Joe.
Yeah, just in time. Now, if you grab the other end...
What?
...we can slide it over the front seat.
Isn't that wood from one of the swords?
Yeah, nice bit of two before. Shame to let it go to waste.
Yes, but
Joe... they've done with it now. I asked Kenton. He said to take it.
Oh, well, if Kenton said...
Yeah, well, that's it.
Nigel, where are the children?
Oh, Mummy's getting them an ice cream for being good.
Oh, okay.
Cheerio, then. I'm home for my tea.
Okay. See you, Joe.
Bye. Oh... I better not leave them for too long.
They're okay.
Oh, it's been a long afternoon.
It has.
Still, everyone had a good time. No complaints, no disasters.
Well, I've had Jennifer on my mobile.
asking about supper again.
Oh, hell.
She's quite determined. We've got to eat these wretched grouse of Brian's.
Another prior engagement?
We've already got out of it once. I couldn't tell another lie.
Okay, my turn.
No, I said we'd go. I had to.
When?
Tomorrow.
Ugh.
Oh, right, it's going to be a nightmare, don't tell me. I'm going to have to sit there and make polite conversation with him. Listen to all his lies. Eat these grouse that he must have bought from a game dealer somewhere.
Well, we can always wind him up a bit. Ask him about his shooting trip in Scotland. You know, were the birds flying well? And did he remember to tip the gillies?
Nigel, remember, he doesn't know we know about the Ritz, and that's how I want to keep it.
I'll be careful, I promise.
Oh, I so want to... When I think of poor Siobhan, left to move into the flat all on her own...
And you're going over there, aren't you?
Yeah, but I won't be able to stay long. And it's not me she wants, anyway.
No. Look out. Here comes...
Oh, that bike.
Hey, come on, my turn.
Oh, this is for grown-ups, mate.
Boys, boys. I'm going to go and rescue Julia.
OK, I'll be with you in a minute.
Nigel, I'm telling you, I am just so good on this. I got round the death ride in under 2 minutes.
Come on, no way.
Oh, I kid you not. Flew over the ridge at the bottom end. You could see the daylight under the wheels.
2 minutes, they made me laugh.
Well, I wasn't timing it, but it was...
However fast you were, I bet I could do it faster.
Wait, is that a wager?
Well...
Let's say a tenner? If you haven't got the bottle, just say so.
All right, a tenner. We'll have to get someone to time us.
No, even better. What about a race?
Race? Well, we've only got one bike.
Well, I'll borrow the one from Home Farm. Give ourselves a few days to practice. Then, well, let's say 3 laps around the death ride.
OK, you're on.
Elizabeth's giving Siobhan a helping hand.
No, is it a bit more to the side?
Okay.
It's my fault. I asked the men to leave it here.
Hey, all right, it'll be better facing the French windows.
Hey, no.
You let me do the heaving. There, how's that?
Oh, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah, you can sit here and look at the garden.
Yeah, you're right. It's perfect.
Come on, why don't you sit down now?
Oh, what about
me? No, we're almost done. It's just these two boxes.
Oh, no, leave those. No, I can sort them out tomorrow or next week or sometime.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's just books mostly. I'll need to go through them.
And then there's the stuff in the bedroom.
I know, same with my clothes. I'll sort them out gradually.
Okay.
No, I've got a bed to sleep in, so I'll be fine.
I'll just tidy up a bit.
Oh, no.
No, it won't take a minute.
Oh, thank you so much, Elizabeth. You've been great.
Well, I couldn't let you move in all alone.
Okay, so Brian isn't here, but I know he really wanted to come. It's only because he'd promised Alice.
So where have they gone?
The hands-on science place in Birmingham. It's not really Brian's scene at all.
I'm sure Alice will enjoy it. She's quite a little techie.
But he's done a lot already. He helped me find the place. He organised the packers and the removal guys.
Yes.
I just didn't want you to think he's abandoned me completely.
It's a super flat. This room looks fabulous with all your things in it.
Yeah.
And the garden too.
Ah, it's just about perfect. I think I'll be happy here.
I'm sure you will. Oh, and while I think of it, will you be in later this afternoon?
Oh, I shan't be anywhere else.
Okay, well, we've got a little moving-in present for you.
Oh, that's kind.
It's just a little something. I couldn't bring it now, but would it be okay if Nigel drops it over later?
Oh, yes, of course.
Good. Now, it's time to open this.
Oh, all right.
As if I can find some glasses.
Ah, I think they're on
I see them. And then I think we ought to have a toast to your new home.
You see, she has to pretend she's a bat and try and catch her food through echolocation.
Yes.
Well, it's not as easy as it looks. You ought to have a try.
I'm sure if I was a bat, I'd starve.
Oh, I think Alice is getting the hang of it.
Sorry.
Well, you didn't have to get up at whenever it was, 6:30.
To have a look at the deer. I didn't get down there yesterday.
And you were traipsing around the house for half the night.
I got up once. I was hot. It's hot in here, too.
Don't let it spoil Alice's day out. She's so pleased you've come.
So am I.
And it's nice of me too. You've been so wrapped up in the farm since you got back from Scotland, I've hardly seen you.
I'm glad I came. I'm all for encouraging Alice's interest in science. Nobel Prize winner in the making.
She would love the London Science Museum. Perhaps you can take her at half term.
Oh, maybe. I wish we hadn't got this dinner party this evening.
Brian, it was the only night they could come. And I've got to be home in time to start
cooking. Yes, all right. Just remember it wasn't my idea.
Oh, all right.
Look, I'm just going to nip out. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
What on earth for?
I need to make a call. Ring Debbie.
Oh.
I can't get a decent signal in here.
It can't be that urgent, surely. Won't you be out on the combine?
Yes, that's what I need.
Oh, anyway, Alice is finished now. We shall have to move on, or I won't be back in time to cook the grouse.
Here, at the corner of the terrace.
Yeah, that's great. When Elizabeth said a little present, I...
Never does anything by halves. Oh, there.
Thanks. It's a lovely pot. I'll have to find something to grow in it.
I'm sure Lizzie will give you lots of advice.
So, now you're here, will you stay and have a drink?
I wish I could. We're going out tonight.
Ah, the dinner party. Well, come in and sit down for a minute anyway. Get your breath back.
Thanks. Gosh, isn't it all looking wonderful?
Oh, you know, getting there.
Light, airy and comfortable. And what lovely flowers, too.
Yes, they're... I mean,
You okay?
Yeah. Fine. It's just, it's been a long day, you know.
Is there anything I can do to help?
No, no. You and Elizabeth, you've both been really good. I don't know what I'd do.
That's what friends are for. Hey, Siobhan.
Sorry. Oh, didn't mean to do this.
Is there...
No, no. It was the flowers. You know who they're from? Who the mystery man is, as Elizabeth told you.
Well...
Oh, you might as well know. It's Brian. Brian Aldridge.
Ah. Yeah, Lizzie did sort of...
So, there you are. He can't be with me, so he sends me flowers. That's about the size of it. Sums up our whole relationship.
Yes, I see.
You'll have heard about our trip to France. Biarritz. He's grouse shooting.
Yes.
Oh, Nigel. We had such a good time. It was wonderful. Just the sense of freedom. Being there together, doing the ordinary things like a normal couple. None of this sneaking around behind closed doors. I wanted it to last forever.
Yes, of course.
3 days. That's all we had. And then it was back to the lies and the secrets and the pretense.
It must be very hard for you.
I don't want flowers. I want them here, with me. With our baby. And that's the one thing I can't have.
Siobhan, if there's anything I can do for you...
No, really, listen. I'm so sorry to start crying on your shoulder.
Now, come on. You know me and Lizzie are always there for you.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
It's true. Are you quite sure?
Oh, positive. Look, I've just been sitting here feeling sorry for myself. I feel better now I've got it off my chest.
Okay.
And I mustn't make you late for your dinner party.
Oh, yes, the grouse.
That wouldn't do at all.
Alice was absolutely fascinated. I don't know where she gets it from. I was always hopeless at science.
I wasn't much good either.
What about you, Elizabeth?
Not really.
Oh, horrid smells and test tubes and stuff that went fizz all over the place.
Great. Absolutely. My physics master was as bald as an egg.
Really?
He had a grudge against me. He always made me touch the thing that makes your hair stand on end.
Oh, jealous, I expect.
Oh, I never understood why it worked.
Something to do with your animal magnetism.
Yes, perhaps that was it.
Well, then it should have worked for you, Brian.
Perhaps.
Oh, Elizabeth, are you all right?
Sorry, it went...
No, look, have some water.
Thanks.
Oh, hope it wasn't some shot.
No. No, no, I'm fine now.
The grouse is wonderful, Jennifer. Mouth-wateringly delicious.
Oh, thanks. Though you ought to thank Brian, really. It was his shooting.
Yes. Well done, Brian.
Well, I didn't shoot these particular birds, of course.
Oh?
No, when they're shot, they all go straight into a bag. And then you're given a couple of brace at the end. You don't know whose you're getting.
Yes, of course.
Well, they're just as I like them.
So how many did you bag altogether, Brian?
Oh, I'm not sure. I wasn't really counting.
Really?
You said you had some good sport.
Yes, well, that's what it's all about, really. That and the mountain air.
Hmm, the Cairngorms. Magnificent.
So where were you exactly?
Oh, I don't suppose you'd know the area.
If you've got a map, you could show us.
Oh, Brian, has Kenton asked you about the quad bike?
Ah, yes.
Oh, what's this?
Ah, well, I've bought myself a new quad bike.
Really?
For getting round the estate, you know.
His new toy.
Oh.
Anyway, Kenton's challenged me to a race.
Oh?
If he can borrow yours.
Oh, I'm not sure if Brian will want Kenton to use our bike.
No, I don't mind, as long as he doesn't wreck it.
Oh.
Good, so the race is on.
You'll have to come and fetch it. We're too busy with the harvest.
Yes, of course.
You'll have to send the combine back soon, won't you, darling, to Hungary?
Oh, I'm afraid so. Well, we should have the new one soon, once the insurance goes through.
So, Brian, you were telling us about the shoot.
Was I?
Somewhere in the Cairngorms.
Yes, yeah, it was quite out of the way.
But he didn't spend all his time out on the moors.
Really?
Oh, no. When Debbie called him up, she could hear music in the background. There was some kind of a ceilidh going on, wasn't there, darling?
That's right.
He must have sneaked off to a pub somewhere.
Gosh, what a giveaway.
Still, you must have had good weather. You're looking quite tanned.
Isn't he?
Well, it was so-so.
None of that Scotch mist, eh?
Not to speak of, no.
Oh, who'd like some more grouse? Elizabeth?
No, thanks. Not for me.
Come on, Nigel. You'll have a bit more.
No, really. Delicious as it is, I must leave some room for my pud.
Are you quite sure, Elizabeth?
Yes, really. I couldn't eat another thing.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. It was a lovely meal.
It was super.
And you must come again, but I know how hard it is to get away.
We'd love to.
I'm sorry Brian wasn't on form. He's had such a lot on with the harvest, you know.
Yes, I see.
Bye then, Jennifer.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, let's get out of here.
Righto. That has to have been the dinner party from hell.
How can he do it? How can he sit there and tell those lies without even flinching?
I guess it comes with practice.
He's lucky my grouse didn't end up down his shirt.
I thought you had him on the ropes once or twice. All that stuff about the Cairngorms?
Well, I couldn't just sit there and let him get away with it.
You warned me to be careful, then you start asking him about the Scottish weather.
No, that was you.
Right, perhaps it was both of us.
Though he's just as thick-skinned anyway. I'm sure he didn't catch on.
I just hope we shan't have to go through that again.
Oh, poor Siobhan. How could she fall for a bastard like Brian?
She has fallen for him, though. She made that pretty clear this afternoon.
Maybe.
I just felt so sorry for her, sitting there with a bunch of flowers.
Well, who knows? I mean, perhaps once the baby's born, she'll find she doesn't need him anymore.
I don't know. From what she said to me, well...
Well, what?
I think part of her still hopes that she and Brian will... You know, end up happily ever after.
What, then he'll leave Jennifer?
Maybe.
She can't be so naive, surely.
Who knows? If she really loves him.
Nigel, you saw how he was tonight. He's quite happy leading a double life. He'll never leave Jennifer.
We know that. But does Siobhan?
Mike's getting ready to face the music.
Mike? You still in there?
Yeah, nearly done.
Huh. What's taking you so long? You know I've got to be back in time to meet Tom.
Yeah, hold on, mate. I'll be with you.
You want me to come in an hour later?
No, that's it. I'm all done. I'm coming out. There. Well, what do you think? Hey? Well, what's up? You think it's too small?
No. I just...
It's white tie and tails. Like Fred Astaire. I mean, what do you reckon?
Yeah, you look... Well, you look smart. Yeah, yeah, very smart.
Oh, the best you can do.
No, you look great. What's the word?
Elegant? Debonair?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Huh. Yeah, especially the tails. Well, it's just like in the movies.
Yeah.
It really suits you, mate, with the hair and all.
Okay, then. I'll go for it. I'll hire it now.
Oh, great. So,
Maybe should I try the bigger trousers? These are a bit tight.
So, you're going to change back again?
Yeah, all right. Give us a chance.
It's just that me and Tom, we've got a long way to go to fetch those girls. We don't want to be late starting.
Yeah. You reckon I look slimmer in these?
Well, yeah, as slim as you'll ever be.
Oh, you know Fred Astaire. I mean, he was like a beanpole.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Oh, thanks.
But it looks great, Mike. Fantastic. It really does.
Okay. I'll just have to hold my breath in.
Happy then?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for coming in, Neil. Betty's going to be really knocked out when she sees me in this.
Right. Got my purse, my mobile.
Hey, relax. It's chill-out time. We've got the whole evening ahead of us.
Yeah, but I don't want to come back if I forget anything. It might upset Jamie.
Jamie's fine. Clary will keep him happy.
Just check I've got my keys.
What's going on next door? It's like a building site.
Oh, yeah, that's Joe. He's building a shed.
What?
All right, I'm ready.
He's got enough wood there to build a barn.
No, just a shed. That's what he told me, anyway. He's been at it for the last couple of days.
Yeah, it doesn't exactly make for peace and quiet.
Oh, no. He saws and hammers away, but I don't really notice it. I suppose I'm used to it now. There's always something going on next door.
Yeah, well, OK, let's go, shall we?
Oh, it is so nice to be going out. I've really been looking forward to it.
You happy with the feathers?
Yes, anywhere.
No, I like it. It's got a good buzz. Nearest thing to an in-place in Borchester.
It must be, if we're going there.
Not that kids are spoiled for choice around here.
Hey, watch out for that pile.
Is this stuff. More of Joe's stuff?
Oh, it's the timber he got from the stalls at the country fair. I don't know why he's dumped it here.
Do you mind stepping over it every time you go to the car?
Well, it is their bit of verge. I don't want to make a fuss. But Linda's not quite so tolerant. She's already complained to Jack Woolley about it.
Oh, yeah? What did he say?
The whole point of this shed is that Joe can tidy all his stuff away. But you try telling that to Linda. She's really got it in for the Grundys at the moment.
You're too good for them. They don't know how lucky they are to have you next door.
Well, I think I'm lucky to live out here in all this lovely countryside.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you've done very well. You've got a really nice little property.
Hold on, I'm going to move the post. Stretch the wire up a bit tighter.
Yeah, okay.
Watch they don't try and come back through.
Nah, they're not going anywhere. They'll have a nose round. Glad to be out of the box.
I'll be up here when the fence is back on.
So, these are your new gilts?
Oh, hiya.
Okay, you can turn it back on.
Right.
How many did you get?
A dozen. All in pig. What do you reckon?
Look all right to me. But then I'm not a pig man.
Oh, they're nice pigs. Purebred old spots. We've done okay, haven't we, Neil?
Well, we had to pay a fair bit for them.
Worth every penny. A few weeks' time, you'll be looking at 100-odd wieners.
That's a lot of sausages.
Nah, I can shift them, no trouble. The market's crying out for good quality sausages.
So you keep telling us. Is that thing working?
Yeah, full steam.
Yeah, you don't want them all over the field.
And this is just the beginning, right, Neil?
Well...
So you really going to double your number of sales?
Yeah, like I said, build up until I've got around 40 or 50. Oh. That's the idea, anyway.
I've already got in another bunch of wieners from Staffordshire.
Not wasted any time, are you?
They'll keep me going until this lot start producing. Right, Neil?
Yeah, right.
So, with me at the marketing end and Neil seeing to production?
Oh, so it's head of production now, eh?
Maybe.
It's a winning team. How can we fail? And when I win in the Organic Food Awards...
Ah, that's in the bag already, is it?
Well, let's say I'm quietly confident.
I like the quietly.
So, Mike, where's your tails?
Oh, yeah, well...
Neil's been telling me. Come on, I want to see you all dressed up, flying around the yard, your toes twinkling away.
You'll have to wait. I had to put that suit where Betty wouldn't find it.
You don't think she's caught on yet?
No, she's not a clue. And let's try and keep it that way, eh?
My lips are sealed. I'll see you at the dance on Thursday.
Oh, you going now?
Yeah, I'm going back to change. I'm meeting Kirsty in town. I'll see you tomorrow, partner.
OK, see you.
Yeah, cheerio. Well, he's keen, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he is that, all right. Keeps on about all the great things we're going to do, how rich we're going to be.
Well, I reckon it's a good move.
We'll see.
Well, if he buys your wieners, how are you going to...
Quiet. You hear that?
Dogs?
Yeah.
Well, that's way away. I can't see anyone.
It's not from down the village. Sounds like they're over by the hill.
Yeah.
Could be a couple of strays. I'd better go and have a look.
Hi. Still at it?
What?
I said still...
Oh, yeah. Bert's going to start on the long field tomorrow.
Some good old-fashioned ploughing.
Yeah. None of this fancy minimal tillage. Thought I'd save him half an hour cleaning up the tackle.
Not too bad, is it?
Ah, quick squirt with this, and I'll grease up the links. Mum gone back to Glebe?
Yeah, she's put the clean curtains back in the spare room. They look a completely different colour.
Well, she didn't trust you to wash them.
I'm not complaining, but...
What?
Well, after she'd hung them up, she spent another half an hour cleaning out the room.
I thought you'd already done that.
I know, I did. But it obviously wasn't good enough for your mum.
Well, I hope you didn't tell her.
You think I'm daft?
Well, I hope this guy, this, Chabba, what's his name? Hope he appreciates it.
He'll have the cleanest room in the house.
Well, as long as he's happy. We don't want him going back to Hungary. We need him here.
Yeah. It would be so great to have an extra pair of hands.
Yeah, too right.
We might even get some time together when we're not too tired to keep our eyes open.
Ooh, there's a thought, eh?
Let's hope he's a good worker.
Yeah. Use that grease gun up. Thanks.
You think I could risk going down to the calves?
Yeah, only take you 5 minutes. I'll keep an ear out for Ben. I'll be going in soon anyway.
Okay. The one I brought in this morning looked as if she was about to produce any time now.
So how many will that be?
5, all since Saturday. 2 boys, 3 heifers.
It's not a bad start.
It's great.
Oh, it's mine.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hello.
David.
Neil, hi.
Sorry, I've got some bad news for you. Those dogs have been at your ewes again.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I chased them off, but they'd already got a couple. Injured them.
Oh.
Yeah, they look bad. You better come up now.
So, you're really going ahead with this quad bike race?
Oh, yeah. 3 laps around the death ride.
You are serious, aren't you?
Of course. There's £10 at stake.
Well, I know who my money's on.
Thank you. It's just a bit of a laugh, really. I thought I'd try and brighten Nigel's life up a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, he doesn't get out a lot, does he? No, sometimes I feel quite sorry for him. It's all work and kids and my little sister bossing him around.
Very noble of you, I'm sure.
Well, I'm going to borrow Brian's bike. It's quite old, may not be so fast.
But with your amazing driving skills.
Yep, should even the odds up a bit.
Brian's happy to lend it to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he was quite cool about it. Didn't seem too bothered, really.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I thought I'd have to work on him a bit, but...
Yeah, knowing Brian.
He just said, you know, fine, help yourself, don't smash it up. It's getting a bit soft in his old age. Maybe he just had other things on his mind.
Poor Hayley was a bit down in the dumps this morning.
Yeah, any special reason?
Oh, she found out how much they're asking for Honeysuckle Cottage.
Oh, yeah, I saw that in the paper.
Well, it's ridiculous when you think about it. It's still quite small, even with the extension.
Yeah.
To just suit Roy and Hayley. Of course, there's no way they'd ever afford a place like that.
Well, no.
They're still hoping they might get one of these starter homes when they're built. But we'll see.
Must be depressing for them. Still, it works both ways.
What?
Well... I mean, anyone who's already on the property ladder will have done okay.
Well, that won't help Hayley.
No, but you'll have made a few quid on your place. What's that worth now?
Oh, don't know. I haven't had it valued.
Well, maybe you should. Might be interesting.
I'm not planning to move. Whatever it's worth, I'd still have the mortgage to pay.
Of course.
Well, it's not easy on what I earn, I can tell you.
No, I don't suppose it is.
Oh, look, Tom!
Hello.
Hiya.
Oh, here comes Borchester's nightlife.
Have you seen Kirsten anywhere?
No. Are you meeting her?
She's not stood you up, has she?
Oh, look, there she is. Just come in.
Oh, OK. Well, nice to see you.
Oh, Tom, what do you kids do for kicks around here?
Oh, I don't know. A few drinks, maybe go to a club in Felpersham.
Tell me about it.
Why? You and Cathy looking for some action?
No, I was just wondering if it's still as dead round here as ever.
You know Borchester.
Oh, yeah, don't we just?
Okay, I'll see you then.
Bye, Tom.
Yeah, see you, Tom.
What was all that about?
Oh, nothing. I was just doing some market research.
Mm-hmm. That sounds intriguing.
Well, I'll tell you about it sometime. Let's have another one, shall we?
Oh, my. I reckon she's the worst.
Blood everywhere. Oh, what a mess.
There's 2 more over by the hedge. One of them doesn't look so bad.
All right. I hope Alistair gets a move on.
It may be too late for her.
Oh, they've ripped her right open.
Gone for the belly.
Those bloody dogs. Are you sure they were Marjorie's?
Oh, yeah, positive.
A Spaniel and an Afghan. They were still messing about when I got here.
Right.
I yelled, chased them around, and then they scarpered.
All right, that does it.
Too late then, of course.
I don't care what Ruth says. I'm going to talk to Marjorie.
Well, it may not have been her fault. Someone else might have let them out.
Neil, they're her dogs. She's responsible.
Yeah, I know, but...
They shouldn't be running loose at all. She ought to know better.
They're almost like kids to her. That's the trouble.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't help that. They've got to be stopped.
Autumn hunting's begun.
Oliver, I'm waiting for you.
With the last through, I stopped to close the gate at the bottom.
They're over in the beach hangar.
I doubt if they'll find it there, but we'll see.
Nice view from here, anyway. Right down to the hall.
Wondered if we'd seen Nigel out this morning.
Far too early for him. Doubt if he's got the time anyway.
Well, if they do find, it'll probably cut back this way. So we might as well stay where we are, eh?
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
A mist down in the valley.
Yes. More than the hint of autumn already.
Worth getting up at crack of dawn. Figaro.
Yes. Catchy little tune. I was playing it last night. It stuck in my head.
Playing it? You'll have been sitting there lost to the world, the stereo on full blast and the windows wide open.
Well, not quite full blast.
That time I called round, you were playing La Boheme. The whole house was shaking.
Well, that's how opera should be played. Forte.
Lucky you don't have any neighbours.
Well, everyone should have a hobby, and mine is listening to loud Italian opera.
Hmm. Well, I suppose it's relatively harmless. Eardrums apart.
Oh, come on. You enjoy it too.
Ooh. Steady.
Ooh, hey. Ooh, ooh.
Hello. Nice morning for a drive.
Well, it would be if it weren't for all this commotion.
Ah, yes.
Cub hunting already, is it?
Well, autumn hunting, yes.
You can pass now if you want.
Oh, no, ain't no rush. Taking old Bartleby out for some exercise.
That really is a splendid little trap.
Ah, well, any time you want to ride, you're welcome.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad I met you, as it happens. I was coming down to see you, any road.
Huh?
You're Land Rover and Box. Do you mind if I borrow it later?
No, the offer's still there if you want.
Ah, well, in that case, I'll take you up on it.
Is this to move Baby Spice?
I thought I'd fetch her down today, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, of course.
Ah, how about dinner time?
Fine, I'll be home by then.
Oh, Tardin, I'm much obliged. Well,
I'll see you later, then.
Yeah, cheerio.
Bye.
Canny old rogue, isn't he?
I hope you're doing the right thing, Oliver.
Oh, it's only one cow, and it does mean a lot to him.
Yeah. Oh, what was that?
No. False alarm.
Well, I'm quite happy to sit here.
Yeah, I can't think of any hunting arias.
Oh, there's that bit in Falstaff when he comes in dressed as a huntsman.
Yes, Ferdy.
Two of them were past help. Alistair had to put them down.
Well, I suppose you were lucky it was only two.
Well, he managed to stitch the third one. I've got her down at the yard away from the flies. It looks as if she's going to pull through all right.
And it was definitely the same two dogs.
Oh, yes. Neil's 100% sure. He saw them heading off.
Well, that doesn't leave you with much choice.
No. I was saying to Ruth...
Saying what?
Oh, hello.
About the dogs.
So what's your view, Phil? You agree we should tell Marjorie?
Well, you've got to do something.
Ruth, they've killed two. How many more can we lose?
Oh, all right, I'm with you. I'm not arguing. I thought we'd decided anyway.
Well, the sooner the better. I'm going to go down and see her after lunch.
Better to get it over with, I suppose.
Yeah, well, Dad and I are going to go through this lot first, sort out the draft used for market.
Yeah, it's a pity those dogs didn't pick on the ones with broken mouths.
Dad, I don't care which ones they picked. They shouldn't have been out there.
Oh, no, of course not.
Anyone who keeps dogs ought to know that. And Marjorie, of all people.
Yes. I mean, I know she's got problems with her arthritis, but...
Well, I am sorry, but if I'd had time to fetch my gun, I'd have shot her.
Yeah, OK, David.
But you're right, there's no excuse, really.
Look, I'm off. I should be back by dinner time.
Oh, where are you going?
Taking Josh to buy his school stuff.
Oh, yes, of course.
Is Mum up at the house?
Yeah, Ben's OK, he seems quite happy. I'm taking Pip too, they're both in the car.
All right. I'll send the first couple down for you then, Dad.
Yes, all right. Josh going to school.
Only reception.
Yes, I know. He was telling me all about it the other day. Very excited.
Right, here they come, Dad.
Right.
Well, I better be going.
What time do you say he'd be back?
I'm not sure exactly. It depends how busy it is. He's picked new shoes as well.
OK.
Now then, old lady.
Listen, I may be down at Marjorie's. I'll leave a message with Mum.
David, I know we've got to tell her, but...
Are you offering to do it?
Yeah, if we thought it was best.
Well, I would offer to do it myself.
No, it's down to me. It's my responsibility.
Just remember how old she is.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll break it as gently as I can.
Okay! Stop! That'll do.
Right then.
Ed put the fence up the other night. You think it's enough for her?
Oh, nice bit of paddock.
And there's water down at the bottom.
I always got buggy down there. A dryer up this end.
Ah, still the same.
All right, let's get you out of there.
No problems boxing,
huh? Oh, no. Into his hand. Says you'll be down later.
Okay, your side.
Ready? There now. How about that, Annie? Well, you're going to come out.
Plenty of shade, too, if she needs it.
That's it. That's the way. Oh, she likes the look of that grass, you see. Fit for a dairy cow. Not like that patch up the snails.
Must be a nostalgic moment for you, Joe. Back on your old pasture.
Yeah, well, we shan't deny it. Many's the day I stood here watching our cows, fetching them in for milking. Yeah, well.
You know she can stay here for as long as you like. I mean, she's welcome.
Well, it's very decent of you. This is where she belongs.
Well, the grass isn't too bad. It had some nitrogen in the spring, and Ed's been round it with the topper.
Oh, did you see that? He's a good lad at heart, is Everett.
He's a big help to me, and he seems to enjoy it.
Oh, right, yes, sir.
A very sure hand with the stock. He was down here helping me worm my steers the other day.
Oh, it's in his blood, you see, the farming. Well, that's what he should be doing now. He never had the chance.
No.
Broke his heart when we had to leave here. Still, who knows, eh? There's always land to be farmed, and somebody's got to farm it. He might still find a way. That's what I'd like to see before I pass on. One of my grandchildren keeping up the family tradition.
Well, that's a nice thought.
Oh, you think I'm Doolally, eh? Yeah, well, maybe I am. But a man can still dream, can't he?
Now... Do you help yourself to a biscuit?
Oh, no, thanks, Marjorie.
Don't quiet, Charlie.
Actually, it's the dogs I've come about.
Oh?
Yes, it's... Well, it's not good news, I'm afraid.
What do you mean?
Marjorie, they were running loose yesterday, and they got in with the sheep. They were chasing them around.
Charlie and Bettina?
Yeah. They killed two of my ewes.
No. Well, there must be some mistake.
I'm sorry. It was definitely your two dogs. Neil saw them.
But I don't understand. How could they?
Well, it's not the first time. They were up there last week. I saw them and I chased them away, but Neil wasn't so lucky yesterday. By the time he got there, it was too late.
They killed two?
Yeah, and there's another one injured, but I think she's going to be okay.
Oh, I just don't know what to say.
Marjorie, I know this must be really upsetting for you, but you can see why I had to come and tell you.
Here, I found the sleeve notes from the CD. It's got the full libretto.
Ah, yes.
Snag is, it's all in Italian.
Okay, I can still manage to sing along, if you don't mind the accent. Oh,
please, don't let me stop you.
Well, perhaps I'm not quite ready to face an audience.
So modest.
I'll tell you what. Why don't I take you to see the real thing, eh?
Oh!
Well, that's if you fancy it.
Oh, of course, I'd love to.
And if you get the time off.
You just tell me when, I'll make sure I'm free.
Okay, done.
As long as it's not Varg.
No. Strictly Italian. As far as I'm concerned, it's the language in which all opera should be sung.
You romantic.
Hello?
Is that...
Oliver?
Oh, Phil, hello, come on in.
I did try knocking.
I'm not surprised we couldn't hear.
Oh, Mozart, unless I'm very much mistaken.
Cosi Van Tutti. We were just looking at the libretto.
Well, I shan't interrupt you. Did Joe say anything to you about a salt lick for Baby Spice?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I have brought one round. He was worrying that she might need one. I've left it by the gate.
Well, thank you. I'll tell Ed he's coming round later.
She looks very contented, doesn't she?
Baby? Oh, yes. Ah, a grundy cow back at Grange Farm.
I think it's very generous of Oliver.
No, no. Joe has his faults, I'm sure, but... Oh, my heart went out to him this afternoon. Must have been so devastating for him when he lost the farm.
I don't think he's ever really got over it.
And you know what he said to me? He's still hoping that Ed might get back into the farming business one day, keep up the family tradition.
Not very likely, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm.
It's almost impossible these days, surely. Especially for someone like Ed.
Even if by some miracle he does. I don't suppose Joe will live to see it.
Please, you must at least let me pay for the two that were killed.
No, honestly, Marjorie, it's not about the money. We'll get that from the insurance anyway.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. But we have got to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yes. Well, yes, of course.
Now, you're quite certain that they got out through the front gate?
I can't think how else. The catch is awkward if you're not used to it.
Okay, so...
My regular postman knows how to shut it tightly, but this other man...
The holiday standard.
Well, if he doesn't shut it tight, Charlie can open it.
Right, I'll try and have a word with him.
It's my arthritis, you see. I just can't get out and about the way I used to.
Yes, I realise that. I mean, I know it's hard for you to give them enough exercise.
And I can't keep them shut up all the time. That wouldn't be fair.
No, but you know what dogs are like. Once they get into the habit of sheep worrying, they won't stop. They'll get out and they'll do it again.
Yes. Yes, I know.
And if they do... I won't have a lot of choice. I will have to put a stop to it. And you know what that means, don't you?
Yes. I understand, of course.
I'm really sorry, Marjorie, but it's only fair for me to warn you.
Thank you, David. Oh, it's all right. I'll see to it. It won't happen again.
It's been an early start for Sid and Jolene.
Whoa!
Sid!
And the prize for first smashed coffee cup goes to...
Oh, Butterfingers.
One cup and two saucers, to be precise.
Here, let me.
No, it's OK. I'll do it.
Oh, yeah? Well, sounds like you're having fun.
Morning.
Oh, he gets like this sometimes. He starts smashing the crockery.
Well, if you must turn the place into a service station...
Hey, come on.
Yeah, well, the coach was pulling away as I arrived.
Oh, the first morning we open for coffee.
Yeah, the bath still smells of bacon.
Coffee and bacon sarnies for 35. Still some left if you want.
You are still serving beer, are you?
I think we can find you the odd pint.
I know it's a bit early, but...
Quite a chance?
Yeah, thanks.
Right.
So, how'd it go? Did they like the bacon sarnies?
Oh, yeah. It went down a treat. Lots of compliments.
Oh, good. And is this going to be a regular thing?
Well, we shan't have a coachload in every day.
But we'll be opening at 10 for coffee. Complimentary newspaper provided.
It's a great idea. It's just what this village needs.
And that's what we're hoping.
Oh, can I have a packet of the dry roasted, too, please?
So, you're not doing your fancy dress thing today?
Oh, no. Uncle Cedric's not on duty this morning. I'm on my way back from the florist's.
Someone's birthday?
No, no, I'm going to the dance tonight. I bought a corsage for my partner.
Corsage? Oh,
yeah,
you mean...
you know, a little posy thing.
Ooh!
I think it adds that certain touch, don't you?
Yeah, every time. So is the lucky... Oh. Oh, yeah, of course.
If you see Kathy, don't tell her it's meant to be a surprise.
No.
I suppose you'll be wanting a corsage now.
Well, I wouldn't say no.
Shall I have time to get to the florist?
No, not so long as I got you in that sexy white tuxedo.
Okay, then. There you go, Kim.
Oh, cheers.
I'll take these through to the kitchen.
Yeah, okay, love.
Hello, what's this? Borsetshire Blue.
Oh, yes, Helen's launching her new cheese. She's been putting up her posters.
Thursday, 14th September, complimentary glass of wine. Yeah, well, I hope for her sake it's better than the last lot.
Yeah, not a great success.
Yeah, so I've been told. Still, good luck to her. At least she's prepared to take a risk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's the only way to survive in today's market. Do your research, spot the niche, and go for it.
Oh, that's right. Coffee and bacon sandwiches.
That's the way to go.
And Jolene's got this other big idea. She wants to get in a few computers and start up one of those internet cafes.
A cyber cafe?
Yeah. Might be something for the future.
What, you mean, what, here? In the Bull?
Yeah. Nothing else like it around here. What do you reckon?
I say, by this drinker, there's wet all over the floor.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, must be a leak.
Oh, can't see one.
Oh, OK, I'll have a look at it in the morning.
Well, now we're in here, all this wet's going to rot the boards.
That might take a while to sort it.
Well, you're not in a hurry, are you?
Well, not me, no.
Well, I'll clear up some of this muck anyway. Can you reach the shovel?
You'll let me do that.
Oh, I'm covered in it anyway.
Yeah, but I'd rock...
Who's that knocking?
OK, you can come on in. Ta-da!
Mike!
Surprise!
What on earth?
I've come to fetch me partner. You and me, Betty, are going to the ball.
What?
White tie and tail, see? And a haircut to match? Is this elegant or what?
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, especially the wellies. Ah, yeah, well, I didn't want to risk me dancing shoes in here.
Mike, what is this?
Your birthday surprise. I'm taking you to the cricket club ball.
Uh-huh.
Come on, don't just stand there.
But, oh, Mike, look at me. I'm all over. I've got nothing to wear.
That's all been sorted. We got you the dress with the feathers, like Ginger Rogers.
But how?
Oh, Brenda, she went back and ironed it.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
There's been a real conspiracy going on.
Are you in on this too?
Oh, yeah. So's half the village. So come on, Cinderella. You got an hour to have a bath and get changed. Then we are going to dance the night away.
Oh, wow. All these fabulous dresses.
Sweetheart, you are definitely the belle of the ball.
Oh, you're just saying that.
It's not just me. All the guys are watching you.
Hey, don't you look wonderful?
Oh, thanks.
Hi, sis. Oh, you look pretty good yourself.
Thank you.
And what about your twin brother? I've never seen him in a dinner suit before.
Yeah, very dapper.
Yeah, it's nothing very grand. It's just an old one of Nigel's.
Yeah, it really shows off your tan.
Oh. So, is my brother here too?
He's over with Alistair, talking sheep.
Oh, right.
Oh, isn't it awful about the dogs? Poor old Marjorie.
Yeah, I know. She's awfully upset about it.
Yeah, poor old Dave. He lost a couple of ewes.
It wasn't really her fault. Somebody's been leaving the gate open.
Well, if it happens again...
You really think he'd shoot them?
It's tough, I know, but what else can he...
Oh, Kathy, look! Oh, it's them! They've arrived!
What?
Look at them! Fred and Ginger!
Hey, wow!
Oh, that dress! It's just out of this world!
That can't be Mike, can it?
It is!
Well, that's what we call an entrance. The whole room's looking at you, love.
Oh, no, at you, this elegant husband of mine.
Can't believe it's us, eh?
I still can't quite believe it either.
Come on then, love. I'll show you what I can do. May I have the pleasure?
Getting a bit warm in there.
Hello. Yes, I needed some fresh air.
Susan's dancing with Tony, so... Are you?
Are you enjoying yourselves?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Worth it just to see Mike and Betty.
Oh, I know. Aren't they just fabulous? Betty looks as if she's floating on air. And Mike's dancing.
Yeah.
You'd think he'd been doing it forever.
Oh, he's put in a lot of practice.
Ah, sure. This is where you're hiding.
Just chatting to Neil.
Oh, it's like Piccadilly Circus in there. I don't even know half of them.
Oh. Well, you've seen the tall bloke with the grey hair? That's John Wilmot.
Who?
Wilmot. Used to captain the county team.
Oh, yeah.
Alistair knows him vaguely. He's a friend of a friend.
Oh, wow, an ex-Borsetshire captain. Real celebrity, then.
Not bad for a village, do.
Yes. Well, I'd better get back to Susan. I said I'd fetch her a drink.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, sis, you're not drinking. Let me get you one.
No, thanks. I'm fine for the moment.
Oh, okay. There's no sign of Mum and Dad.
No, Mum's babysitting for Ruth and David.
Oh, that's something of a relief. Not for me, anyway.
Why's that?
Oh, well, you know, I've had Dad on my back asking me about my future plans.
Oh.
Yeah, you know the routine. When am I going to buckle down and do an honest day's work?
He means well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know, but if he thinks I'm going to work for an estate agent or, you know, flog insurance, I'm just not wired for that kind of life.
So what are you wired for?
Well, you know me. I like to be my own boss, run my own show. The trouble is, to do that, you need a bit of capital behind you.
Why are you telling me this?
Well, as it happens, I've got this truly inspired idea for a business.
I see.
It's no good mentioning to Dad. He'll start frothing at the mouth. So I thought I'd just run it past you first.
Kenton,
you know,
this isn't really the time.
No?
No. I'm going to go and find Alistair. Hey, what,
What's the joke?
Oh, you tell her, Mike.
Oh, we just had our photo took by Borsetshire Life.
Oh, is that funny?
Well, we were talking to John Wilmot. You know, he used to play for Borsetshire.
No, still don't get it.
And Mike had just bumped into him.
Oh, I don't know him from Adam. I was apologising because I'd spilt his wine. And that's when they took the picture.
Oh, well, fame at last, eh?
Well, I don't suppose they'll put it in the magazine.
Hey, Paddy, any chance of sneaking a dance with that gorgeous partner of yours?
Huh?
Not for the next one. He's already booked.
Oh.
Sorry.
Keeping him to yourself? Well, can't say I blame you. What a great dancer!
Huh? Well.
There, see? And she's a pro.
Them lessons must have paid off then.
Oh, Mike, I still can't get over it. You did all that just for me.
It was worth it, love.
Excuse me.
Now you know how it feels, eh, Sid?
Yeah. Terrible service. All at once, two glasses of wine.
Well, you'll have to queue like the rest of us.
Ah, only kidding. They're doing a great job in the circumstances.
Yeah. Oh, hey, and that dress of Jolene's, is that something else?
Yeah, she does look nice in it.
And her hair all, you know. Well, it really suits her.
Oh, thanks, I'll pass on the compliment.
Oh, and what about Kathy? Doesn't she look great?
Yeah. Yeah, I like the corsage.
Sid!
White wine, is it?
Yeah, okay.
She's a wonderful girl, Kathy. I mean, she's got it all. Looks, brains, great personality.
You think so?
Yeah, take it from me. You made a big mistake there, Sid, me old mate. You should never let that one get away.
Well, thanks for the advice.
She's waving to you, look. Over there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Kenton.
I think she wants a dance.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll have to save that drink for later.
So, you wish you hadn't let her go?
Get off. Tell you the truth, I feel sorry for her.
Oh?
Yeah, she must be desperate to fall for Kenton.
You think so?
He won't last. Anyone can see that. He's taken her for a ride.
This one's mine, I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I got talking to Sid.
So I saw.
I was telling him what a great girl you are.
Oh, I doubt if that went down too well.
Oh, it's true, though. I'm a very lucky guy.
And you do say the nicest things.
Well, sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve a nice girl like you.
Kenton? It's me who's lucky to have you. There I was, middle-aged and on the shelf.
Rubbish. Mature, independent and fun-loving.
It sounds like an ad in the Lonely Heart.
OK, so we both deserve each other, eh?
Oh, this is so romantic.
Nigel's talking about getting back early.
Oh, that's all right. I'm not drinking. I'll take you back.
Unless... Well, we could go back to your place.
Oh, sorry, no. Not if you want to stay. There's Jamie.
Ah.
You do understand, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. No, we don't want to rush things.
Not getting tired, are you?
Oh, no. No, I feel I could dance the night away.
Yeah, me too. Just getting in my stride. And I haven't trodden on your toes once.
Oh, you really are so good, Mike. I'm not just saying that.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Watch out for this.
Ooh, well, hey. That was brilliant.
Oh, maybe not quite Fred Astaire.
Oh, who wants Fred Astaire? You'll do for me.
What's all going on here this morning?
Oh, hello.
Hey, God, I love this place. Everyone busy, horses everywhere.
The farrier. He's got half a dozen to shoe.
It's amazing. Real hive of activity. He must be doing good business.
Can't complain.
Fantastic. You know, it's a great little setup you've got here.
You sound very full of beans this morning.
Any reason why not?
Well, after last night.
Oh, no. Takes more than the odd glass of wine to lay me out.
Yes.
Though, I wouldn't say no to a coffee.
I'm sorry. You'll have to wait. I've got these two to tack up, and I'm about to start a lesson.
Oh, okay. So, did you enjoy the dance?
Yes, I did. It was fun. I thought Mike and Betty were wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Old Fred and Ginger.
I don't think they danced with anyone else all night.
Really warms your heart, doesn't it?
Yes. Kenton, why are you here?
OK. I don't want to keep you from your work. I just wanted to pick up on the chat we had last night.
You can see I'm quite busy now.
But this won't take a minute. Why don't I just tell you what I've got in mind and then you can think about it?
Well...
OK, so, look, I really do have this great idea for a business. I think Borchester is crying out for a decent cyber cafe.
Do you?
Well, think about it. I mean, the place is so dead in the daytime. There's nothing for the kids to do. Nowhere to go except the leisure centre. I'm amazed no one's started one up already.
I think...
OK, the one in Market Street, I know. But it closed down a year ago.
Did it?
But I've done my research and I know why too. The pitch was lousy. It was too small. They didn't serve a wide enough range of food.
Perhaps, but why...
You go to the one in Felbersham. Have you been in there?
No.
Well, you should. It's doing fantastic trade. It's always busy, even on weekdays. Now, I've talked to their manager. He's a great guy. He's really got his feet on the
Kenton,
ground.
Kenton, I'm not doubting you. But why are you telling me all this?
Because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to need a partner.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, sis. Just hear me out.
By partner, you mean I put up the money?
Make a small investment, yeah.
Small?
It's a surefire success. There's no way you're going to lose.
Oh, I seem to remember you said that about the antiques business.
Oh, come on, that's hardly fair. If you're going to drag up the past...
Well, it doesn't exactly inspire me with confidence.
Look, it was Nelson who screwed that up, not me.
All right. I don't want to get into an argument.
Anyway, I've come a long way since then. Now, this is something completely different. It's my big chance to get started again, and all I need is some backing.
Kenton, I don't have any spare money. It's all tied up.
What, all of it?
And even if I did, I wouldn't put it into one of your businesses.
Huh. Okay. Well, thanks for spelling it out.
Look, if you want to start a cyber cafe, it may be a terrific idea for all I know, and I wish you luck. But please don't come asking me for money.
You don't have to do this, Nigel. You're letting Kenton push you into it.
Not true. It was just as much my idea. I can't see why you're so against it.
Do you want me to give a list of reasons?
No.
It's a waste of time. It's quite possibly dangerous. You could end up looking a complete fool.
No, I'm going to win this. No, Kenton's the one who'll end up with egg on his face.
Well, where is he anyway?
He's got Brian's bike. He's gone for a warm-up.
Hello. Am I too late?
Jennifer, hello. We're just about to start.
Oh.
You've come to see them race?
No, not just that. I thought I'd bring Alice over anyway, as it's nearly the end of your anniversary celebrations.
You're a bit early. The official events don't start till this afternoon.
Oh, right.
And where is Alice?
Oh, she made a beeline for the old pony. She's helping Joe harness it up. Oh, Nigel, you will be careful, won't you?
Has Brian sent you to keep an eye on his machine?
No, I'm serious.
It's no good, Jennifer. He won't listen to me either.
I keep telling you, we're not out to break any records. It's just a bit of fun.
He means Kenton will say he's a wimp if he backs out now.
Oh, what rubbish.
Where are the twins?
Oh, I've left them with Hayley. I didn't want them getting any ideas.
I mustn't forget to check for petrol.
Oh, and Jennifer, thanks again for the supper. It was lovely.
Well, I meant what I said. You must come again soon.
Mm. How's Brian? Is he still overdoing it?
Oh, yes. Don't see much of him. Seems to be out most of the time.
Does he have a lot of meetings?
Well, he's everywhere. His farm supplies, his accountant, and yesterday he went halfway across the country to pick up a spare part.
I see.
Most of the time he's out on the farm. I don't know where he finds the energy at his age.
Yes, I wonder.
We've finished the harvest now, thank goodness. Combine's gone back on its lorry to Hungary.
Right, all set.
Oh, here's Kenton.
Well, if you're so determined, go ahead with this.
OK, you ready, Nigel?
You bet I am. All fired up and ready to go.
OK, Elizabeth, you can start us.
All right, Lizzie?
Yes, OK.
Oh, he's through! Oh, no, he isn't.
Kenton's blocking him.
Oh, Nigel's not giving up, though, is he?
I'm telling you, Jennifer, his pride's at stake. He'll be so gutted if he loses.
Hey, no! Oh, did you see that?
That's not fair. Go on, Nigel, get past him.
Oh, he's nearly
there. Yes!
Yes, he's through. Oh, well done. Gosh, he's steaming ahead now.
That's it. Go on.
Oh, my God.
Nigel.
Oh, you okay, mate?
Ran me off the track.
No, you lost it, mate, fair and square. And that's £10 you owe me.
Nigel!
Oh! Here, you want a hand?
Nigel, are you all right?
Yeah, he's okay. He's fine.
Ow!
It's his pride that's hurt, that's all.
Kenton, shut up! Are you okay, Nigel?
No. No, I'm not. I think I've broken something.
Suppose it wasn't really Kenton's fault. Nigel hit a bump and sort of bounced off.
So long as Kenton brings our machine back in one piece.
Aren't you at all sympathetic?
Not for Nigel.
Oh, he's broken his collarbone.
He cracked it, you said.
It's the same thing. It's still jolly painful.
I mean, he's lucky it wasn't a lot worse. Quad bikes aren't meant to be toys. People get killed on them.
You didn't say that when you lent ours to Kenton.
Well, they ought to know better. Anyway, I've had far more important things to worry about.
Yes, well, perhaps it's taught them both a lesson.
Is there any of that ham left?
Yes, but I've made us moussaka.
Can't wait till supper time.
Oh, we can eat early if you want. I've only got to finish the salad.
I told Debbie I'd set the drill for her.
Oh, Brian?
We're starting on the rig tomorrow if the weather holds.
Well, I thought you were done, and I've already opened the bottle of wine.
Great, we can have it later. I'll just grab a sandwich, won't I?
All right. Well, you sit down and I'll make it.
OK.
You didn't eat a proper lunch either. That's why you're so hungry now.
Jenny, I'm fine.
All right.
Sorry. It's been a difficult day. We had that problem with the cultivator.
I know. Have you told me?
That's why I skipped lunch.
Yes, yes. Have you noticed anything about Debbie? Does she seem all right to you?
How do you mean?
Well, I thought she seems a bit quiet, you know. Don't get much out of her.
Well, she's tired like the rest of us.
Yes, but... Well, Simon came to pick her up yesterday. They weren't rowing or anything. But you can tell when people aren't getting on, can't you?
Well, I haven't noticed anything.
Well, perhaps it's just me. But if you're all so stretched on the farm, perhaps you should take on more staff.
Well, if we need extra help, I'll get it. We're all right at the moment.
We don't get much time together, though, do we?
We had all day on Monday.
Well, you know what I mean. I don't want you to burn yourself out before you retire.
Jenny.
No, I'm serious. The more time goes on, the more I'm looking forward to it. To us being free of the farm at last.
I'm not about to retire just yet.
No, but it'll be nice, won't it? No lambing, no harvest, and we'll have time to do all those things that we've always wanted to do, to go to the theatre, to travel to exotic places, to go and see Kate and Adam, and really enjoy our life together.
Who knows?
Come on, we're not that old. We've still got a good few years ahead of us yet. And they could be the best years of our lives. And I want you to be fit and well, so we're able to share them.
Yes, well, I wouldn't make too many plans just yet.
What?
Life's never that predictable, is it? Especially these days.
And what do you mean?
If farming goes on the way it is, I might never get the chance to retire.
It's a table. It's hiding.
Yes, I see.
But I got the egg.
Ah. No, I can't do that now.
Mind, Freddy. Daddy's got a sore shoulder.
Oh, dear.
It's all right. It'll get better soon.
Here's a biscuit for Teddy. Take one for Lily, too.
That's a good boy.
So, how's it feeling now?
Oh, not too bad. Still aches like the blazes.
Well, didn't expect me to feel sorry for you.
Yes, I know. It's all my own stupid fault. I've no right to expect any sympathy.
Where did you put those painkillers?
They're on the side. I can take some more in a couple of hours.
OK. Well, until then, you'll just have to suffer. I'll tidy up here and then I'll put them to bed.
You were absolutely right. I was a fool. I never should have let Kenton talk me into it.
Yes. And while you've been in casualty all afternoon, I've been left here to cope on my own.
Yes, I know.
Now you're back all strapped up and I'm going to have to nurse you.
I can still use my good arm. I'll try and do as much as I can. I really am so terribly sorry, Lizzie.
Well, don't ever do that again. Oh, promise?
Yes, I solemnly swear.
Okay. I'm glad it's just your collarbone, anyway.
Still a damn nuisance. They did say it'll go on aching for a while. And I'll probably have to sleep on my back.
So you'll be snoring all night long.
I'll do my best not.
Right, here we go. See ya.
Thanks.
So, you like yours drip-fed, Nigel?
Oh, yes, very funny.
Please, Kenton, I'm not in the mood.
Oh, sorry.
In fact, I'm still waiting for an apology.
Me apologise?
Yes. You had this great idea for a quad bike race.
Oh, now suddenly it's all my fault.
Well, I seem to remember it was you who suggested we got the bike in the first place.
You really can't blame me for this, Elizabeth.
No, it was me. I'm the one who fell off.
Yeah, see? It was just bad luck.
Was it?
Yeah, of course. Oh, and I haven't forgotten about that tenner, Nige.
Yes, all right. You'll get it.
Oh, forget about the money. We've got to decide what we're going to do, how we're going to manage until your shoulder's mended.
It's only a sling. I'm not up to my neck in plaster.
Nigel, you can't dress yourself, you can't drive, and you can't even pick up the children.
I can still use the phone and the computer.
Elizabeth, calm down. There's really no need for you to get so worked up about this.
We're trying to run a business here, Kenton.
Yes, I know, and I'll still be around to help you.
You?
Okay, look, I admit I may bear some slight responsibility for what happened, so here's my chance to make amends.
But you said you had something else lined up, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's been put on hold for a while.
Oh?
So you don't have to worry. I can stay on here for as long as you want.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.